This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is warning Iran and the militias' funds and arms that it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Middle East continue to be targeted. VOA's Rick Pantaleo with more.
President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, was a guest on NBC TV's Sunday program, Meet the Press. Sullivan responded to GOP complaints the White House waited too long to retaliate for the drone strike that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan.
We planned the attack. We executed the attack. We hit where we wanted to hit, when we wanted to hit.
Jake Sullivan added that the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region, but that America is prepared to deal with anything that any group or any country tries to come at us with. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
With much focus placed on retaliatory strikes on Iran-backed militant groups stemming from Israel's war in Gaza, Israel's president provided an update on its mission to wipe out Hamas. Details from VOA's Veronica Baderas Iglesias.
On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said 17 out of 24 Hamas battalions have been toppled so far.
Most of the remaining battalions are in the southern Gaza Strip and in Rafah, and we will take care of them too.
The U.S. is boosting its push for a diplomatic solution to the conflict, with a new visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the region. A multi-stage proposal for extended pauses in fighting and the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners in Israel is also in the works. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News.